To the degree that this system is functioning, we say there is a high degree of coherence. Coherence may be defined as a quality of being logically integrated, consistent, and intelligent in the signals that are transmitted between our heart and our brain and our cells. Coherence. And what we now know, what our own science is able to digitally measure and acknowledge, is that we create coherence in our body through the quality of feeling that we hold in our heart. We're saying this same thing, we're saying it in just a little bit different way. In our mind's eye, we may visualize this quality of coherence as a graph depicting the signals that are sent between our heart and our brain. When the signal as a wave appears as evenly spaced and smooth waves without the jagged peaks in the valleys, that smooth, consistent wave of feeling, that is the optimum wave between our hearts and our brains. It signals the optimum chemistry in our bodies. One of the words that researchers use to describe this optimum signal in our body is simply appreciation or gratitude. When we're able to hold what to us is appreciation or gratitude. And this is interesting because everyone has different reference points in their lives of what to them evoke these feelings of appreciation or gratitude. So for us, and it's relative, when we're able to hold what for us is this optimum quality, this is when our brain signals our body to release the life-affirming chemicals. When we hold and when we harbor feelings of anger, frustration, jealousy, perhaps, in our bodies, that signal, rather than the long, smooth, evenly spaced signals of appreciation, looks like very jagged, choppy, cut-up signals with sharp peaks and sharp valleys. This is the signal that our heart sends to our brain in the presence of anger and frustration. And this is the signal that tells our brain to release chemicals that match that signal. Some of these chemicals actually deny the life in our bodies. The cortisol levels, for example, increase. And these are the kinds of signals that signal an increase in our blood pressure, for example. These are the signals in which we see the decline of DHEA, the youth hormones. So we know there's a direct link, a digitally measurable link in a relationship between the quality of feeling we hold in our heart and the way that feeling speaks to or signals our brain and how our brain subsequently releases the chemistry into our bodies. Clearly, this is a process based in feeling. It cannot be thought. One of the places where pioneering research has been done regarding this, the people that measured the change in nature around a person who is having the emotion, is an organization known as HeartMath. HeartMath. They're located in Northern California, and it's through the researchers at the HeartMath Institute that we are able now, for the first time, through some of the leading scientists and researchers in major universities, their information has been published in highly respected journals, New England Journal of Medicine, for example, and Journal of the American Medical Association, digitally documenting this relationship between human feeling and our physical world. It is at the HeartMath Institute where the relationship between human feeling, emotion, DNA, and our physical world was first documented in a very well-published experiment entitled The Phantom DNA Effect. The experiment briefly goes like this. Researchers created what they believed was a vacuum and measured the amount of light or photons inside this vacuum. And as was expected, the light presented itself in a very random scattered pattern. Into the vacuum with the random scattered photons, researchers placed human DNA. When they measured the photons again, what they found was that the photons, the light particles, were no longer random. They were no longer scattered. They had aligned themselves to a pattern that matched the DNA. That said that somehow that DNA exerted a force in the field of what they thought was a vacuum and actually provided a template provided the structure, a pattern for the light particles. Well, this is interesting because our world is made up of photons, of light particles. If the DNA in our bodies is touching the world beyond our bodies in this manner, it is happening through a field that we're just beginning to understand. Well, then the next piece is the piece that becomes very interesting, because even when the DNA was removed from the vacuum and the light particles, the photons, were measured again, they held the pattern, even though the physical DNA was gone, suggesting that the DNA left something behind, a non-physical template, a blueprint, if you will. And this experiment, and similar experiments now, and this has been duplicated, by the way, similar experiments have led researchers to suspect that we are dealing with what they call a substrate, or a field that exists in creation that we've never allowed for, we've never acknowledged in our open literature, and it's this field that becomes the conduit. This is how our feelings move between us. When we look at one another in the eyes and we feel that feeling of familiarity, or the love, or in some cases the anger that occurs between two people. How did that feeling get from one person to another? It's moving through something. It is this field that allowed the DNA to form a template or a pattern for the photons, and even when the DNA was gone, that DNA left a dent, if you will, an impression in this field that remained. These are groundbreaking experiments that are opening the door to the possibilities, allowing us now insight into what many ancient traditions have told us in regards to how we touch the world around us and how our feeling world plays such a key role in that communication.